Yeah. That was totally Forza with Japanese Gwen.
Mm.
Okay.
Glad we curved that up.
These are important facts.
Superhero time. Helping you clear up facts.
Listen to Superhero Time and facts will never trouble you again.
Like, how many toll roads are there? Yeah, we totally need to get the Superhero Time navigation system. Like sound file replacements. Turn left here. No, I'm kidding. Turn right.
It would be all of us
Why
are arguing.
You taking the toll road?
It'd be all of us arguing about every step.
Left. No, no, you gotta go right here.
Our directions would go off topic.
Look, you need to go around.
Shouldn't you have turned like 4 miles back? Oh, yeah.
Right off the cliff.
By the way, take a U-turn.
No, right here. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, actually, what would be cool, too, is if you could just pick one, like, for each of our personalities. So mine would direct you to CD locations. Mickey's would direct you to bars.
If yours you can understand would... my directions.
Yeah. XVs wouldn't take you where you wanted to go.
That's every GPS.
Paladins wouldn't tell you where to go unless it was completely silent.
Paladins and then I'd just send you back over the cliff again.
Paladins would tell you to go f*** yourself.
Fort Max's would give you directions, but you'd never care where to go.
You wouldn't even have a destination program, Dan. It would just speak up at random times.
Start telling you where to go.
It would tell you the directions, but backwards.
Ken's would just talk about Digimon.
If make it wrong,
no, no,
Ken's
no.
Gives it,
it would. It would also
See?
Talk about pre.
Fort Max came on right there. Look at that.
So I want the Don version too, where it's just the cat fighting him.
Bonus. That's the bonus. If you buy now, you get the special Dawn Headmaster Dawn edition.
Massey! Turn left! Your destination is on the right, Massey!
I'm sorry, but Rob Springer still does the best Dawn.
I heard I got shown up, so.
Maybe in 2015, you can be there, Rob Springer can be there, Don can be there, and we can have a Don off.
Oh my god. He's the Don of all of us.
The prize should be able to call yourself Headmaster Don. You're fighting for the title.
We'll have a belt made.
God.
That's when Don loses, he'll choose a new name.
It'll just be a beast driver, but with, like a paper plate taped to the front. Don.
No, not even, no. It's just a paper plate and a bungee cord.
There you go. With the bungee cord, like, through the paper plate. Like,
yeah.
Loop through. Connected in the back. God, I hope all of this makes the show.
Standing by. Complete. This is Superhero Time with XV.
What kind of fruit are you?
Hey, Mickey.
That's her crotch.
Paladin.
Nobody wants a bruised banana.
Ken.
My berries have sprouted.
JD Church.
My balls want to drop later.
And Fort Max.
Wah, wah, wah.
So we should probably start the show while JD is still able to, you know, live. Because he's decided tonight to mix alcohol with his medication. And this is superhero time. Which is a lot, it's a lot like mixing alcohol with medication. Or something, I don't know.
It doesn't make you as cool, though.
No, quite the opposite. So Ken is still not with us.
Who?
Right.
Exactly. Grocery guy.
That's what Ken's been reduced to. Grocery guy.
Yeah, it's that grocery guy with the Digimon.
Hard to top that. So, unfortunately, we also have some bad news. We still don't have the Gigabeetle challenge back because, in a wonderful show of solidarity, Gigabeetle has gone on a hunger strike until Ken returns to the show. Or until he gets hungry, whichever happens first.
I bet I can guess which one happens first.
So we'll have to wait a little while longer to hopefully find out the result of the wonderful fish sausage experiment.
The what now?
He's probably never going to do it. Oh, that's right. You weren't here, were you? You had
Here. I've never left the show. I just don't remember this event.
We came up with a Gigabeetle challenge. Wherein he would take fish sausage and mix it with various fruit extracts and juices to see which one tastes the best.
Clearly it's going to be banana. I mean, banana is the strongest.
See, I was kind of curious about, like, you know, grape juice with fish sausage.
About grapefruit?
Maybe. Or perhaps a tomato.
Oh, a tomato would be amazing.
Why have we not got a tomato writer yet?
That I figured that'll. Okay, we're getting a new writer every episode or so. So, you know, sometime in the next 40 weeks.
Or two writers an episode or so.
I'm going on averages here.
Yeah.
Eventually they're going to run out of money for suits, you know.
Eventually they're going to run out of fruit.
Well, seeing as how we haven't got any monsters of the week yet.
Well, we got one in, like, episode two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a sort of monster.
Ish.
And then they turned it CG.
And then there was another one that was almost like it.
I want to see a cucumber armor that's like shaped like the banana armor.
But green.
Yeah.
It'd be like a movie armor.
It probably would. If the movie armor wasn't, you know, blood orange.
Oh, I know. How about a plantain upgrade for Baron?
A what
where
upgrade?
It's green and larger.
Oh, plantain?
Yeah. His shoulders become twice as wide.
Plantain.
Kiwi armor. Terry.
Oh my god. I'm telling you. We put him with, you put two of them with banana. Unstoppable.
There has to be a way to stop the banana.
It's called a diaphragm.
There could be a pomegranate armor that no one can figure out how to open up.
And then it just explodes at random.
God.
Its only defense is self-destruct. It's like a common matter of war.
It's super effective.
The pomegranate one is the mass production disposable one. You can only use it once, and then you die.
You give that to the tool on the show.
Oh, he already has the one. It's great.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But we'll talk more about Gaim in a while. So anyway, how about some news, Paladin?
Well, this week we learned about a lot about the upcoming Kyoryuger movie special, kind of sort of featuring the GoBusters.
You
which
mean,
under no circumstances would be called a versus movie.
You mean also GoBusters movie?
So this January featuring special appearances by the Z Rangers and a couple members from ABBA Ranger.
God.
Okay.
Dinosaurs everywhere.
Only Tyranno Ranger is back to play himself. The other four Zero Rangers are just voices.
Well.
Because Mammoth Ranger was like, I already did this. I'm out.
You still don't pay me for the last time I was on the show.
I thought it was a donation because of the children.
And we'll probably see the upcoming Tokyugers in that too, but it hasn't been confirmed yet.
Now, what is the theme of that one again? The Tokyugers, what are they?
Trains.
Oh, trains. Okay, trains. Yeah, yeah.
That's all we know right now, but we should hear more in about a month, I think.
What are the odds we're going to see flying trains at one point?
If the translations are right, I'd say decent.
Is probably, that even an odd? Isn't that like a guarantee?
It's probably a better chance than the Power Rangers version being called Power Trangers.
Power Trangers. Oh my god. Tranny Rangers?
No.
They're fabulous.
No, we said we'd get to Gaim in a bit. Let's see. I know we talked a lot last time about how much we all seem to love the arm change figures they're putting out for Gaim.
I'm almost going to buy one of those. Those are awesome.
Well, since Strawberry and Pineapple don't have unique riders, they're being released in a two-pack. So that'll be good. They're actually releasing all the possible fruit armors for this new series.
And that's a surprisingly sane thing to do, to sell them for Japan.
I don't understand.
It's economical, and it's not web-exclusive.
I hope they'll release the rider armors from the movie.
That'd be a good way to do it. I mean,
My first thought was no, but they did rocket stage from Forze in his mini line, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, that didn't require tooling any new parts.
Right.
Rider arms aren't really that different, are they?
Well, probably different enough.
If it requires new parts, it requires a new mold, which is a sizable investment.
It's not like just throwing an extra rocket in the box and painting it orange.
Is that a euphemism?
It is now.
Okay.
Now why is it coming out orange?
You should probably talk to your urologist about that.
You may be squeezing them too tight. Make sure it gets clear of this.
Try.
And in other blood orange news.
No. Right now.
What?
We heard the first and last syllable of that sentence. We can only speculate about the middle.
Want to try that again, Paladin?
So are you asking what else is in the news this week?
Yes.
Okay, surprising absolutely no one, the Super Mega Force Rangers will be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That will probably be the most interesting thing they ever do.
No, but what's in the news, Paladin?
Right. They were in the parade last year, too, weren't they?
That was regular
no, that
Mega
was
Force,
the
not
Mega
Super.
Force Rangers.
Oh, wow. It's very different.
Look at it this way. The Gokaiders are going to be touring New York City on a parade. And that's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
But they won't be acting like the Gokaiders. You know, if it was actually Gokaiders, they'd be flying the galleon down the street.
Oh, man, that's what they need. Like a galleon balloon. But, like...
Not going to happen.
No? Okay.
I wonder if there are any good curry shops on the parade route.
Good question. They'll probably get blown up if they are.
Yeah.
Let's see. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Figuarts Renewal Kabuto.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a full comparison of it with price. 5,000 yen release in March.
So there's actually some mass to the body.
Yes.
Wow.
And some very significant retooling.
Well, I wouldn't say retooling.
Probably improvements.
I wouldn't say retooling, more like, you know, starting over from the ground up.
Yeah, redesign. I mean,
which is the old one, which is the new one?
The new one is the one that looks good.
I can't really tell the difference between them here. It looks like it's the same figure.
The new one's on the left, and the old one's on the right.
So the new one has less pointed shoulders and improved hand joints.
But more importantly, the build of the body is a lot more... costume looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, here I am. I see now. I was looking at the other picture and I couldn't tell. But...
We need a Shinken Gold with this body thickness.
Yeah.
Because that would be just about right.
I don't think there's any demand to redo them, though.
No, probably not. I wouldn't even buy it. I just want to see it.
I don't know if there was any demand.
And that's why there's no demand to redo them.
Was there even a demand to do them?
At the time, I guess people thought people would actually buy Shinkenger Figuarts, or any Super Sentai Figuarts.
They did, just not very many.
As I say that as I'm looking at my Shinken Gold. That's not a euphemism.
Oh, yes, it is. And that's why they're all on Mandarake for like 1,500 yen.
Because it's a euphemism?
If I had money, I'd be destroying you right now.
So anyway.
Not much else happened this week, unfortunately. I know nobody here cares about Black Yoriogian.
Nope.
Nah. That Bra Gigas is amazing, though.
Bra Gigas just sounds like really large underwear.
Does, huh? I mean, I can't lie.
Oh, and there's a Megaforce game out for the 3DS now. Probably sucks.
Could it do anything else?
Well, it's based off the Kyuriger game, so of course it does.
It's also based off Megaforce.
Also true.
And then for Super Mega Force, they need to inexplicably make a racing game and nothing else.
Drinking was a bad idea. It just made me sleepy.
We're like, you've been drinking for all of like 7 minutes.
Yeah, I took a few shots. Dude, stomach, metabolism, weird. From replumbing design. Gastric stapling ruined my life.
And you didn't even get anything out of it either.
I was skinny for a little while.
Really?
Well, not skinny, but I was thinner. Skinny is a relative term. I dropped several hundred pounds. And then I gained it all back. Oh, well. But hey, I almost died doing it, so whatever.
Maybe they can go back and staple some more of it.
Right. Can you do that again?
Did we get like a big vacuum office this time? Stapler?
We need to re-up.
It's got some zip ties and yanked it down.
Totally. No, it's okay. I already died once almost.
Maybe some twisty ties off a loaf of Wonder Bread.
Totally.
Some super glue, maybe?
God, it's almost like abortions used to be. That'd be the way to get your stomach stapled these days.
Yes, used to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they're still like that today in some places, like, you know,
Texas.
African countries or Texas. Yep.
Fort Max knows what we're talking about, right?
Totally. Aww. He's had to have a few of his girlfriends. A few of his girlfriends had to have abortions. So.
They didn't know it at the time, but they figured it out.
And they woke up in the room. Excuse me, does this napkin smell like chloroform?
Intro.
I think you have that one.
I'll double check.
Abortion conversation got one laugh.
I'll double check the files when I go back to edit this, but
yeah.
Just in case.
If you have to name it chloroform too, then you know.
Right.
Well, two can be as bad as one.
No, we're not going there, Mickey.
Yes, we're always going there.
Fine, JD, finish off for him.
What?
Finish me off, JD.
Yeah, baby. What?
I don't think he has that kind of range.
No.
Well, we were talking about the blast radius of his flatulence earlier.
Yeah, well, my mouth isn't that long. Or Mickey. You can reach me from here. You can get whatever you're asking for. Which I'm sure for our children in the audience is a grilled cheese sandwich. Definitely
just
not.
It's like a vagina with a yeast infection.
Totally. They're magically delicious.
Anytime Paladin wants to continue the news is fine, because we're kind of fans.
There's nothing left this week. More than the news this week.
This is taking a very wrong turn.
Very hard to fill dead air.
Someone should stop us now.
It's times like this that I miss Ken.
170 episodes too late for that.
I think it's more like 180.
Someone's not bust.
Oh, like anyone really gives a f***.
Unfortunately, we don't have a continuity expert on staff to keep track of that for us like RFC does.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What, Fort Max isn't our continuity expert?
No, he doesn't follow our
continuity. That would be too relevant.
Oh, nail, head. Awesome.
Who are you nailing in the head?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it, why is the air conditioning on?
To torment you?
Getting to be winter.
Yes, basically.
You guys walk around naked anyway, so I mean.
Well, like you wear pants at home.
Allegedly. I actually have pants on right now. What's up with that?
Yeah, what is up with that, JD?
I know, I don't even have to. There's no one here.
It's not like you have to when Amanda's home.
Right. Well, yeah. Fair enough.
You say that like it's some special occasion, but really...
Today, I wore pants. My electric sex.
I'm pretty sure that is a special occasion.
Yeah.
God damn these electric sex pants. He's the best character.
Pretty much. I don't care if you're from Iran.
I need to see the finale.
Yeah, I haven't seen all of it yet.
I don't know what you mean, but I've long since stopped caring.
Yeah, about 185 episodes ago.
Yeah, really. You thought I would care because you were from Iran. That's got to be one of my current favorites.
I didn't even check. Did Megaforce air this week?
Yes.
I watched it.
But nobody cares.
Hey, look, robots care because they miss you when you're on a train that's not going to the station. Yeah. And movie Zords advertised stuff. The Jet Zords. Yeah, because that makes sense.
We're in this episode?
Yeah.
Fort Max, is this a boy character or a girl character?
Boy.
Really?
Hell, I would have lost that bet.
It's Japan, man. I mean,
Gundam's been doing that since Zeta.
And just because it's a boy, I mean, doesn't guarantee anything.
Well, you know, Gundam Wing had an all-female cast, right?
Sure. An all-slash fiction cast. That's
basically the same thing.
I think slash fiction has single-handedly saved Gundam Wing and is probably what's keeping Supernatural in the air.
It didn't save Gundam Wing. Gundam Wing was made to take advantage of it.
Well, yeah.
And probably Supernatural was, too.
Yeah. I mean, when they reference it in the show, that's when you're like, wow.
Gundam
Build Fighters is amazing, and you should all be watching it.
That's for Supernatural, not for Gundam.
I can't watch it. I'm already watching Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23.
You're watching my house? I mean, what?
You should watch it. It's on Netflix. It's amazing.
Is that the actual title? Or
yeah, the actual title of the show is Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23.
Okay. I mean, it's catchy.
It's amazing. It's got James Vanderbeek playing himself in it.
Kind of like in that commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah, can he actually play anybody else?
I don't think so.
No.
But he's doing that really well, so, you know, give him credit for it. Anyway, yeah, those Jet Zord things is what they call them, and, yeah.
We still don't care.
There was, robots.
Did they try to explain the Jet Zords at all?
Paladin, well, stop caring, you're ruining my point.
That's a special gift.
I want him to demonstrate why we shouldn't care.
Oh.
They were a special
that
gift.
That their courage or something,
Yeah.
That they earned it with their courage or something.
Yeah, something or other. It was really Gosei Knight that did most of the work, but I don't know. For whatever reason, they got the Zords. Gosei Knight learned from a little boy how to miss people.
His ports aren't cross-compatible.
Yeah. Wow. So, anyway. But hey, Metal Alice is going to die soon, so that's fun.
Well, they're all going to
die soon.
Best name for a villain wasted on the worst show ever.
On two of the worst show ever.
I don't think that Megaforce is awful. I mean, it's not like the worst thing ever. They are certainly trying to get through it. And there was another case of, remember Jake's is clumsy in this episode as well. So that was awkward.
Yeah, much like this show is so far.
This has been a great episode. I don't know what you're talking about.
It usually takes a couple weeks to realize, but we really need Ken on the team to balance things out.
Well, we need a punching bag, really.
Somebody has to have enthusiasm.
Yeah. Even if it's for wrong things like Digimon.
The whiskey burnt my throat.
That means it's working.
Probably.
Right, so Gaim.
Sengoku, Sengoku.
Dongly arms.
Did you say gangly arms?
Dongly.
Did you say
dongly?
Dongly.
Dongly?
Yes.
Like penises?
Like phallus?
I wouldn't use arms for that, but
I guess yours isn't big enough, I guess.
You don't use the whole arm. You just kind of...
Just use a tip.
Just it's sort of a wrist hand action.
Can we just abort this show and start again next week?
Doing amazing so far.
JD, you want to do Gaim this week?
Okay. Let's see.
In Portuguese.
Oh, yeah. We start with the end of last episode.
No, JD, so, you have to do this in Portuguese.
Portuguese? I don't know Portuguese.
No, just go.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. You're lucky
Portuguese is next week, then.
You're lucky I'm just doing it.
Our so audience gets disappointed when you don't talk in accents, JD.
I know. People are like, the natives will riot. You know? We demand voices.
We don't hear enough voices in our head, so we have to listen to JD.
Totally. Which is unfortunate for them. But it's the best they can do.
Thankfully, anyway, JD has plenty of voices in his head.
Totally. And I pull on them regularly. Tug on them?
The voices, too.
Oh.
JD, I think you're
body
squeezing
references.
Too
hard.
Anyway, we started where we started last time, where Rise of Great Gate. What's his name?
Ryugen.
Ryugen, thank you.
Great.
So Ryugen's going to, like, totally use the warring driver now, because he's got one.
This is the fight they cut away from last week.
Right. And,
2 weeks
it's about as exciting as a fight with a gun would be, which is not at all. But it happens, and then it ends. And so he wins. And they're like, hey, it's a new guy. That's great. Meanwhile, I don't know. What was the meanwhile? What else happened? I don't know. What's his name showed up to tell him to, look, this is dangerous. Team Baron is totally like, man, you guys suck. This is going
I,
to be really-
I can totally relate.
And there's a commercial for that music video we were talking about.
Yeah, with the bunches of samurai. That was great. How could that go wrong?
I can think of a few ways.
It totally could. Anyway, Team Baron leader is basically like, man, you suck so bad. And he does this whole really interesting analogy about how, like, he wouldn't wipe out weak people because he might need them. But he kind of feels like he should wipe them out, but he won't. So
it's more of that weak people should be allowed to exist because they're not really evil, but they should know their place.
Yeah. Plus,
the strong will rise from the weak to take their place among us, the strong.
Right.
Yeah, it's actually a lot better than the way you were explaining it, JD.
And while he's doing this with the cards, he's showing that, well, that King Gaim is interesting, has potential, comparing them to, straight, while, of course, he's comparing himself to Royal Flush.
Hmm. Very complicated references that are made.
So he wants to keep beating Team Gaim so he can flush out the truly talented ones.
Meanwhile, Fake Jake says, "Oh, by the way, I lost that Class A seed. Can I have another one?" And he's like, "God damn it! Here, take this."
I think he's less Fake Jake, more Urtaros.
Yeah, with the glasses, he is Urtaros. You're right.
Good call. So anyway, so he gives So he gives him another seed.
Well, he can go get as many as he wants to. What does he care?
Yeah, right. I mean, they literally grow on trees. Of all the things that we make the analogy to say, well, it's not like these grow on trees. These actually do grow on trees, and you can get them in the alternate world, which I'll bring up in a minute, which I thought was interesting. But anyway. But anyway,
Kota's still whining. Mai can't dance worth shit, and Mitch is trying to lead the team now.
Yeah, and that was interesting, too.
I like how Mai is basically the worst person in the entire world.
I mean, awful. It doesn't matter what someone does, it's the wrong thing.
Well, no, she's all about Mitch being their rider. She's going to support him, but Kota, no, f*** you. I'm not supporting you for shit, no matter what you do.
Whatever Kota does, that's the wrong thing. It's like they're married or something.
I really hate her.
Well, look on the bright side. It's an Urobuchi series. Maybe she'll die.
I don't want her to die so much as I want her to get a driver and realize, oh, shit, this is a lot harder than it seems.
She'll never get a driver.
Nor would she realize that.
Well, if she does get a driver, she'll die.
Once. And then she'll lose it. Or break it.
And then
die.
Well, those things. All of these things could be true.
I know something's going to happen to her because she gets all blonde and David Bowie-eyed.
And if you go down this path, then you're Oh, we can't say Okay. If you go down this path, then you'll have to go to the bitter end.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit.
Yeah, so Michi has a dream about blonde, red-eyed Mai, and then when he wakes up, his pillow's missing and he's all sticky.
Totally. I can't tell who he has the crush on, but it's either Kota or Mai, or both. But
maybe he has a crush on the couple.
Yeah. He's like, I would like to unicorn for you. But somewhere, like, people are furiously going to Urban Dictionary, unicorn, what the fuck?
Michi's all Tumblr about them.
Totally.
Except, you know, in person.
He would have, like, he'd be the kind of person to have, like, two Tumblrs. Like, he would have, like, his own, like, regular Tumblr and then, like, a secret Tumblr. Anyway. What was I saying? anyway, Baron challenges Team Gaim to a duel right in front of their house, man. On the day of their daughter's wedding. And And so Michi's going to totally take out, you know, Baron on his own.
Except Baron whips out two other Invest monsters.
Yeah, and like they don't just like half material. Like they become real. And they start beating his ass profusely.
No, actually before this happens, we also get a bit with Urtaros and his friend.
It's a little cutaway scene there.
Yeah, over.
Important.
They're over at the juice bar. Talk about how they're not going to want to be. They don't plan on being Baron's lapdogs forever, and they just need to be able to get on the same level as him. And Sid's there.
Yeah, Sid slash Loki goes, ooh, hey.
Yeah, Sid, how hears convenient. This record scratch noise.
Oh, really? So, yeah, foreshadowing. Anyway.
But you know, I like how Mitch had to basically beg and threaten to get his driver. They just kind of casually mention it. He's like, oh, here you go.
I get the feeling, though.
That's
that
how bad Mitch is.
I get the feeling, though, that he was going to get one anyway, and Sid was just playing him. But I don't know. Anyway.
Well, remember, Sid also doesn't want to piss off his brother.
Which he apparently works for.
They're all one big, happy Yggdrasil family.
They're one big, happy Aesir family. Anyway, yeah, so anyway, Mitchie gets his ass beat horribly by Two Invest and Baron. And, yeah, Kota shows up. He's like, WTF. And he's like, just give up, dude. Just give up, dude. You suck. Just give up. Just lay down. Just lay down.
Stop trying.
Why won't he quit? He sucks.
He'll never win.
He'll never be able to beat them. You suck so bad. And they're like, Kota, he's out there fighting because you inspired him to, because you're awesome and he sucks and you make people that are shitty think they can be cool. He's like, well, damn it. Then I have to save his ass. So,
honey, get my driver.
Oh, perfect. Oh, because that is exactly what he says.
And pick up a sandwich on your way back.
So she goes and gets his driver, and he transforms. It's quite a battle that actually goes back and forth. It doesn't like end right away. I mean, there's still some.
It goes right across the commercial break.
And the strawberry bouncing after he.
Okay, so yeah, Baron actually tries to interrupt the changeover to the other Lockseed.
That was interesting. Yes.
And it just bounces and goes over.
So as long as you have the seed in, it still works for you.
Yeah. Well, and that's like, dude, do you not watch Ryder? You can't interrupt someone else's attention.
Exactly.
That's just not that does not happen.
But you can't interrupt someone's fight by punching your way into the arena.
Right. You are not supposed to interrupt someone else's transformation. You're supposed to stand there and look like an idiot while they transform and then beat your ass. So anyway, yeah. Strawberry arms, pretty cool. Throwing daggers, that's fun. Totally safe. Finisher on that.
Shower of needles.
Finisher on that is totally badass. That was fun. Yep, and then it's like, okay, cool. And then out of nowheres, like douchebag one and douchebag two show up. And they have warring drivers. And they turn into Pinecone and Acorn.
Kamen Rider Gritan, Kamen Rider Kurikage.
Yep. Shit's
wow, you actually said that right this time.
It's amazing.
You only had to be corrected like 2 weeks in a row.
So punch up or kick up or...
I still can't say Kuroger.
You just do that on purpose at this point.
I do not. I wish I was not.
Not like anybody cares anyway.
No, apparently not. Anyway, yeah. So
we did kind of gloss over Sid's conversation with Zangetsu.
Oh yeah, we'll come back to that. I was coming back to that. I was more into the fight stuff.
One of the only things that might actually matter here.
Yeah, so there's a whole conversation about how they had like picked test subjects for the drivers.
Well, they have sent out six drivers marked for testing.
Yeah, they made six test drivers to, you know, test drivers.
Test drivers to test. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
What are they doing with them?
Well, they said
selling toys.
They said that they're trying to figure out about the forest in Helheim, and that scares me a lot.
So that's the name of the realm where they're getting everything.
Yeah, and that scares me a lot, because Helheim would be like the realm of hell, which is like where the undead live. So, that could be bad. Yeah.
So once again, Ryder's powered by evil. Yay.
We get that a lot.
That's why that whole...
So, wait, are we...
That was what the whole end of the series of Wizard was saying. Did anybody watch that? Am I the only one?
Yes.
No, really? Y'all watched that, right? No?
No.
Yeah, that's what the end movie from Wizard, the last two episodes or whatever, that was the whole point of that last episode, was saying that all the writers...
Okay, the crossover the crossover decade specials.
Right.
That it's not a movie.
It's not a movie, but whatever.
You called it a movie.
That doesn't mean I'm right.
That sounds like someone who I'd watch Wizards would say.
I didn't watch all of Wizard. I cannot tell.
So, Sid offers to show Zangetsu the six candidates, but Zangetsu doesn't look. So, nope. Does he not know or just straight up not care that his brother is one of the armored riders?
Yes.
He does seem like King of Douchebags.
No,
Zane?
He's a tool, I think, more so than a douchebag. Yeah. Because there's a distinction.
Very subtle distinction.
Right.
And next week...
A tool could actually beat your ass. A douchebag probably couldn't.
Depends on the tool, I guess.
Next week, can't stop. He's just a rider.
Okay.
Number 7, Kamen Rider Bravo.
So, we are now...
Six
now
episodes and 7 writers.
We now have more writers than episodes.
Yes.
This is amazing.
It's outpacing...
Next week, Drag Queen.
We have replaced Monsters...
Kamen Rider Bravo is named after the network you would feel most at home on.
Oh.
So, we kind of outpaced Ryuki already.
Yeah,
Maybe Kamen Riders will actually be interesting then.
They've replaced Monsters of the Week with like Riders of the Week. I don't know.
I'm fine with that.
A little bit.
That's why all the monsters have duplicate suits.
Mm-hmm. Well, come on. What's more exciting, the monsters or the riders?
I'm sure, you know, in the second or third story arc, it'll switch over to monsters.
Maybe.
So, what do you think? Who dies first?
I mean, we don't even have a villain yet in this series.
Yeah, we do. Yggdrasil.
Yeah, but that's not even very clear either, because, you know, they haven't really done anything to warrant being a villain.
That's the best villain, though.
Okay.
Well, they've opened a portal into hell and are mining it. That's kind of evil. I mean, strip mining is sort of morally shady, you know, on Earth.
No, they aren't strip mining it. They're just picking fruits.
Fruits of the undead. Every one of those fruits represents a soul of the undead. Or soul of the dead or whatever.
So it's all monsters from Blade?
That would be f***ed up, wouldn't it? If the fruits are actually souls.
That sounds more Garo than Ryder.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Huh.
Be messed up.
I'm sure it'll get way messed up before long.
That is always a good possibility.
And, you know, there's still the matter of the person missing in the forest.
Are they?
No, he's dead by now.
Or did they turn into fruit?
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will.
No, probably not.
No.
I won't find out. You can't make me.
So who's going to die first? Probably Lenny and Squiggy.
Rider thing.
You know,
one.
If this were translated and over to America, they'd be Bulk and Skull.
Yeah.
Totally. That probably could happen.
Or maybe they're more Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
It'll be adapted as Kamen Rider Dragon Fruit.
Dragon Fruit?
Isn't that an actual fruit?
God.
I think they just call them grapes in this show.
No, I still want to see Kiwi arms now.
You know, that's one we haven't seen yet, and that would be a good idea.
But how would they do it as a figure art? I don't think they could, you know, like, root hair onto it.
They just Beast Wars it and sculpt the hair.
There you go.
Yeah, figure it out, and then we can get a Masterpiece Optimus Primal.
They can be flocked like Mossman.
Odd.
They need like a mushroom arms.
Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of Beast Wars, though, this morning I was having a dream. I was at Toys R Us, saw a bunch of new Beast Wars toys. And in the dream, I thought, this is probably, I'm dreaming, I should pinch myself. And so I pinched myself, and I felt it. So I realized I wasn't in a dream.
Damn it.
Your brain!
Your brain was too smart.
I tried to outsmart my dream. My dream was smarter than I was.
Yeah.
But
I have that. I have similar dreams to that every once in a while.
Were they all Injector?
God, that was fun.
The Dread Skeeto?
No, it was like this bizarre new line of like the deluxes were actually, you know, like Cyberverse Commanders type of things. They're all scaled down a size. It was weird.
Hmm. Yeah, I have that dream though, a very similar one like
and
that.
They didn't have any gimmicks at all.
No, they barely transformed. But they were all new beasts, though.
You sure you were
reissues of all the Decepticon Target Masters for $70 a piece. Which sounds like Toys R Us.
That didn't clue you off it was a dream?
No, yeah, that's pretty credible.
This is Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was stuff in Toys R Us you wanted to buy. That didn't clue you?
Well, here's the biggest thing that should have tipped me off. It's that there was a $50 Generation 1 RC toy.
Oh, man. Was it a Headmaster?
No, it was like a brand new mold. You know,
like, but was it, did it look like it was from the 80s?
No, this looks like, it was like in the same level as the new Springer figure. And clearly that should have tipped me off that I was dreaming, because that will never happen.
Yeah. Mickey, you should get a G1 RC figure based off that old prototype.
Mickey, you should get another Springer and paint it as RC.
That seems like a would it?
It'd be a mess of paint scrape.
Would, but
would it work?
Oh, it could work.
Will it blend?
I mean, the mold is a little lithe, and the car mode isn't that far off.
And the parts go to the right places.
Oh, yeah,
that's how you know it's an RC.
I mean, there's even the pieces to extend up over the shoulders.
That's bizarre. Is that incestuous? Because doesn't she make out with Springer?
No, they're totally
good. I thought she was all about Hot Rod.
Oh.
It totally became Rodimus.
Everybody's all about Hot Rod, but, I mean.
But nobody loves Rodimus Prime.
But nobody loves Rodimus Prime, except for that one human chick. That was the only one he could get it on with.
Well, he just wasn't the leader that Optimus was.
Nope.
And he never shut the fuck up about
remind us every time, every episode.
It's like he's apologizing to the children. I know I'm not as cool as the last one. Just bear with me. He'll be back soon enough. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry I'm here, guys.
That is one thing I don't understand.
Get over it.
That's one thing I don't understand, too. You took this super confident Hot Rod character and then turned him into the Prime, and then he's like the bitchiest leader, just like limp-wristed,
because
sort
that's
of like
what age and experience does to you. It makes you doubt yourself constantly.
Yeah,
it's easy to be, you know, super confident in everything when you have no responsibility to carry.
Yeah, then you have responsibility. And you're like, shit,
and no
life.
Idea that you're f***ing things up.
Yeah.
Right. When your actions don't matter, you're fine. Then suddenly you're leading an entire civilization. And things aren't so fun anymore.
Then it's all like, oh, I've got an idea. Let's blow up this entire planet.
Hand me the bomb.
Should I save all these people or should I lead them into war and then destroy their planet? Huh.
Well, that's okay. Cybertron was better anyway.
Was, so might as well blow up the planet.
Yeah. But season 3 was great.
It was.
Especially Ultra Magnus' birthday.
How is it? I don't understand this. Like, how is it that we talk about all of these terrible season 3 episodes, and then all I f***ing hear all the time is how great season 3 is?
It's a great season.
Colored nostalgia goggles.
I mean, I'm not saying.
Remember what was the last episode before season 3?
Bot.
Movie? Yeah, well, okay. Oh, come on. Swindle selling off his buddy's parts? Come on.
Yeah, but then you have the rest of the episode.
I don't remember Bot.
I thought it was Masquerade was the last.
I've watched it once, and I don't remember it. I remember the season 3 terrible.
Bot's the one where Brawl's brain ends up in, like, a little robot.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know what it's about. I just don't remember the episode.
Oh. Okay.
But, no, I remember Carnage and C-Minor. I remember Ultra Magnus' birthday.
Because they're awful episodes, and everybody keeps talking about how great it is. I'm like, you guys are on drugs.
People remember when a thing is interestingly terrible.
Catwoman.
I just remember it being terrible. I don't even remember it being interesting, just terrible. Things I don't want to watch. But I'm going to have to watch anyway, because apparently I'm doing a thing.
Well, just make sure you let Kilby know how terrible all of his choices are.
I try.
It won't matter. No one will show up again.
I try, and then I reference like an argument where Kilby tries to tell me that my opinion
is wrong.
Of course,
season 3 does have Web World.
And the Killing Jar. Mm. And Fight or Flee.
But I'll never forget sitting at that In-N-Out Burger getting argued at because I, you know, had the wrong opinion about something.
A phone. You wanted the wrong phone.
I wanted the wrong phone. I ultimately didn't even get that phone, so.
That In-N-Out, so he won.
Which is also yeah. Which is probably why XV was able to talk me out of doing Fanboy Versus for a while.
I didn't talk you out of it. I just kind of, you know.
You just berated
until you couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. I applied gradual, subtle pressure to make you stop wanting to do it of your own accord.
Archimedes would be proud.
I think that's actually called bullying in high school.
You would totally go to jail for that now. If we were children.
No, if it was high school, I would have given you an eating disorder.
I probably could have used an eating disorder.
No. This is high school. The bully isn't the one that gets in trouble.
Right.
Right.
The victim gets punished.
Right. You shouldn't have been victimized.
That's why they're the victim. They're the ones that bad things happen to.
But I'll tell you what, that In-N-Out was really tasty.
It was. Oh my god.
You know, of all the places we went while we were there, that's the one that I think back on the most.
Totally. I'm like, I want to go back. I guess Amanda and I went there when we went down to Dallas several months ago. And man, I could just sit there and watch them make French fries all day. Because if you've never been or never heard of In-N-Out, they like the French fries are amazing. They literally load these enormous potatoes into this thing and press, and it like cuts the potatoes into French fries, and then they drop them into the fryer.
So yeah, I believe the potato die is actually directly above the fryer. They just plop it in there and they cut them and they fall straight in.
I don't think it's like that because I think it would splash, but I do think it is like right.
But the
there.
Splashing makes it taste better.
Oh yeah, totally. and also burn your flesh. But anyway, but
that's why it smelled like it did in there.
Yeah, it's all the burning flesh. But but no, I mean it doesn't get much better than that. I mean, especially as far as French fries, that was just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Good milkshake too. Mm. Fort Max, you missed out.
He could go to one. It was like right there.
He could go to one, but he wouldn't have the experience of going to one with Kilby.
With Kilby and watching him yell at me? Yeah. That was something.
And you wouldn't react to him yelling anyway.
Something to miss, anyway.
Fort Max reacts to other people, just not JD.
No. No, me he ignored profusely. Continues to, really. Quite amazing. I start talking, he starts talking. So.
JD exists on a wavelength Fort Max can't completely perceive.
Upsetting. As though I'm in another half dimension.
It's like the episode of Star Trek with Geordi and Ro.
Yeah.
Were they like just off? Oh. Does that mean that we need like the multiple timeline datas to like put a time stream back together, or is that that's something else?
That was a different season.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think Ken should be our data.
Ken should be the data.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. Imagine Ken in gold face paint.
I can imagine Ken with gold paint on his face, but from huffing paint? No? Okay. It's a favorite pastime in my hometown.
Well, what else are you going to do if you live in Oklahoma?
Dude, when I worked at Walmart in Anadarko...
Farm?
It's either that or suicide.
Pretty much. When I worked at Walmart in Anadarko, like, that was like my first job. And first time I ever saw someone arrested for shoplifting, they were stealing Listerine. Listerine to drink.
Hey, we've all been there.
maybe you've been there. I'm not even finishing the drink I have, so whatever.
Wasteful.
It is a little bit. But I just started to feel not very good, so I just stopped.
No, when you start to feel not very good, that's when you know you need to drink more.
Drink more to feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
All right, so let's take a break because we still have power playback to get through. And we're going to need all of our strength.
Yeah.
No, Lord.
It's time now for another Dynaman moment.
Oh, hello, Uncle Wiggily.
Hello, Uncle Wiggily.
Hello, kids. You know, working with intelligent dolphins can be so rewarding. You see that slinky one over there?
Oh, yes, she's beautiful.
Her name is Karen. Tonight, we are going to perform an experiment upon her and cook her and eat her with butter.
What a scientist!
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So for Power Playback this week, we watched Dekaranger the movie.
I didn't interrupt you, you just kept on going. It's no fun.
What?
I was trying to interrupt you and you kept going.
I didn't even hear you. Are you sure your microphone's working okay?
Pretty sure it is.
Your volume just dropped for no apparent reason.
Well, convenient for me. So, anyway, Paladin, why don't you do the summary, because you're all about the Dekaranger.
Yeah, I should have seen that coming.
Shouldn't you, though?
Okay, so there's these new intergalactic criminals called the Gas Guzzlers who landed on Earth and are planning to wipe it out because they have this virus that kills people.
It's injectable crystal meth.
They've got a glitter gun. It's going to get on everything.
Glitter on the mattress. Glitter on the highway. Glitter on those little girls.
God. We see this in the opening as they rip off the beginning of RPM.
Yeah, I like how this glitter gun isn't just arts and crafts herpes. It turns people into death tanks, which is pretty bitchin'.
Arts and crafts herpes?
That's what glitter is. You get it on you, it's going to be on you for life.
Jesus.
Hey, they're alienizers. They can do that shit.
Really, anything herpes is hilarious.
First it was herpes, now it's our peas. Aha, old jokes.
Okay, so I guess anything herpes isn't hilarious. Mickey's just disproven that.
It'll be hilarious again. It comes back in time.
Proof.
Wow, Paladin got his first good joke in like 6 months.
Now watch him use it again next week.
So yeah, the Dekarangers have their CGI Megazord fight in the opening to remind everyone that they're awesome.
Yeah, what are they fighting exactly?
The ship that's carrying the Gas Guzzlers to Earth.
Okay.
And they're robots with souls, so I guess they're kind of prototype guy arcs.
I just want to know what they built the power cables out of in this city, because that's some tension they've got.
All those were high tension wires.
Up a Megazord.
Yeah, I was like, damn, you string those things tight.
Maybe Decaranger Robo is just not very heavy.
It's chunky enough; it ought to be heavy.
It's hollow on the inside.
Yeah,
it's like the fattest Megazord they've ever made.
No, there's worse than the Decaranger Robo.
No, yeah, okay, yeah, there is. He's still kind of Michelin-y.
Yeah, and as long as the life boxer's around.
That doesn't count, that's just a stack of boxes. Hence the name!
So the Decarangers now have a virus sample from planet Leslie, which is probably the one that was wiped out in the beginning.
It was, didn't you read the subtitles?
Yes, I'm re-reviewing it once again just as we go through this.
So I like that the three aliens are named after liquors.
Yeah.
But they totally should have translated that guy's bazooka not as the lizard bazooka, but as the slizzard bazooka.
Slizzard? Yeah.
Because that's a drinking term for being drunk.
Yeah, we get it. Move on.
Yep.
Okay, fine.
Yes, we all saw the Kesha video.
She's a female.
I think that's how you pronounce that, but who am I to judge?
Between the two of you, I'm not really sure who is more likely to be wrong.
Anyway, Ben winds up at a concert and falls head over heels in love with his idol singer.
That wasn't a concert, that was a nightclub.
Yeah. Same difference. It's by Japan. Nightclub.
Yeah, a nightclub and a concert are exactly the same thing, Paladin.
In Japan.
In Japan they are. At least in Space Japan here.
And by nightclub, you mean strip club.
No, this isn't Garo anymore.
Garo, that was in Akiba Ranger.
This isn't really so much a nightclub or a strip club. It's kind of more like a Chuck E. Cheese.
It's a Masijos.
I mean, they come up and like there's a bunch of animatronic robots on stage performing songs that they're not actually singing.
Great atmosphere.
They barely
a ball pit over in the corner.
Well, I bet they have crappy food too. So Ben tells her he can't date her because he's a police officer, but then surprise, surprise, she's a Decaranger too.
Oh, and she can stop time.
We can totally get it on.
Also, Ben's like, "I'm sorry, I can't date you," and she's like, "I didn't want to date you. I just wanted to get laid."
Date.
So this is our introduction to Marie Gold.
She can stop time, which means... Oh, never mind. Premature? No. No concern. Anyway,
She's also Deca Gold, but that's not really important at all.
Ever. We see her change for, I think, a total of 9 seconds in order to try and fight these guys.
I believe it's more like half of a second, and that's all you ever see of that suit.
And it's an almost total illumination, so you can't really even see definition to it.
I don't think it's even a suit.
Yeah, I'm sure there was not actually a suit. They just, you know, recolored over one of the other suits.
No, I think they may have... Yeah, it was probably just what suit digital recolored with some CGI, and they never even show the full helmet either.
They pulled an SVD orange with it.
It didn't like have a scarf.
I think it's more they pulled a Gosei green with it.
There you go. And yet green was the best Goseiger.
Well, look at the competition.
Kind of my point here.
He was the luckiest Goseiger.
And yet, in all official sources, she is considered the 10th Decaranger.
Because she was 10th in order of introduction?
10th and
she
final.
She is an official Decaranger in the cost
Right.
Plus, they had to have 10 to keep up the naming pun.
So I like Gasgas. It's like Freddie Mercury crossed with Sephiroth.
He also happens to be Prince Jr. Which is my favorite part. I'm like, hey, look, it's Prince Jr. Wonder what he's been doing.
apparently in a makeup showdown with Kazuma Daisuke.
Well, I mean, he already had the makeup thing down as Prince Jr., so it's like, he's like, oh, I'm going to do Sentai again? Cool. What am I? Oh, I'm a villain again. Okay, that's neat.
All right, where's my blue lipstick?
Well, I have to do makeup again as well? God, are you sure this isn't the same character? No, it's different. Really? Yeah, it's kind of the same. I'm out of this for like 8 years, and I come back and do the same thing.
I like Broodwing's cameo, too. He shows up just to show up for no reason.
He shows up to profit. That's all he's ever there for in Decaranger. And they try to buy new components to build their super virus, even though the Decarangers have enough to begin research on a vaccine for it and bring everyone back to normal. Which I'm not sure you can actually do after your homeworld has been run over by f***ing tanks.
By you tanks. Tanks made of you.
But if they can reverse time, maybe they can do it enough to bring the homeworld back to normal anyway, so...
Soylent tanks.
Why do they even need the vaccine, then?
I can buy there's a disease that makes people turn to giant death tanks. I mean, I have a hard time imagining them reversing that process.
Or no, it's fine.
Because you know there's some guy that's like, no, I'm good. No, you can't stay as a death tank. Oh, come on.
I was rampaging.
This is badass.
This is one of the most effective Borg episodes ever, though.
I used to be an accountant. This is awesome.
Resistance is future. Why aren't you resisting?
Because you suck. So anyway, as the Decarangers try to work on a vaccine, Marie takes a bath with Umeko.
What the f***?
Because that's the thing you do.
She looks like she totally wants to be there too, doesn't she?
It's like, well, this is friendly.
She's got a strained expression on her face, like, why are your toes in there? I'm not going to say anything because I'm Japanese and polite, but I'm not enjoying this.
I can't figure out if it's the actor or the character either. That's like, I can't figure if the actor is like, I totally skipped this part in the script. What the hell?
They're not paying me enough for this.
She's like, seriously? This was in the contract? I didn't read that. Nope, totally. You have to take a bath with her.
I wondered why they printed the contract in English.
The kids love it. The kids love bath time. It'll inspire them to take a bath. Meanwhile, 30-year-olds.
So Gold sells them out to get the vaccine and save her world, but big surprise, she gets shot and almost dies.
I like her SPD outfit, how it's a trench coat with a tie on the outside of it.
It is kind of pompous and ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. Somebody at Broodwing's
got a tie. So when she's shot, that sends Ban into berserker rage because he kind of thought he had a shot with her.
Holy crap, I was going to get my dick sucked.
And cue epic action sequence, which is the only thing anyone remembers about the film anyway. They have to admit, this is probably the best part of the whole thing.
And then Decamaster shows up in a helicopter because...
Helicopter? Because he's the boss. He can do that shit.
Padawan's like, do not f*** with Decamaster.
Also, they may flip a car over and blow it up while one of the stuntmen that still appears to be inside it.
They're just hardcore like that.
That's our Japan.
You okay, bro?
Anything for the company.
Well, it makes it look like they got off easy with that Garo sequence now, doesn't it?
You're like, okay, we need you to sign this contract. Okay, can I read it? No. I just have to sign it? Uh-huh. Well, that doesn't seem... Uh-huh. You don't want to know. Well, I don't want to
find it. And meanwhile, the other girls get tentacle raped.
Because Japan.
Because you got to have that, of course. And of course, Deca Green gets inweighed.
Kadoosh.
It's okay, though. He jumps right back out.
You know, going back to the car thing for just a moment, I just love that one of the villain generals is just cruising around in an old Lincoln.
Well,
where'd you get it from?
It is a crime guy.
He knew nobody would miss that if it blew up.
Why is he in a car to begin with?
They probably got it at a mall. They hot-wired it.
They're gas drinkers. He was thirsty.
Some old man shows up and like comes out of the mall. Where is my car?
He's jamming on his car alarm button.
Like trying to click. He walks for like 30 miles to the to the abandoned mill. The mall. click.
Did I even come to this mall? So as they beat most of the guys, the last monster grows giant size, converts to tank mode, and then Break saves their ass by busting out the movie-exclusive Zord this time around.
Ah, but this is after they've teleported to Planet Leslie.
Yeah, they had to do that
which
first.
Is not in good shape right now.
It's more Planet Detroit.
Awesome.
It's awfully quiet in that case.
Dead or alive.
So that's what the planet looks like when the entire population is converted into giant tank robots and they run over the whole planet.
Right.
I'll say RoboCop Decode is Deca-Robo.
There we go. That's a missing opportunity.
Deca-Ranger RoboCop.
Versus RoboCop.
Can they just shoot the new one a bunch of times?
Well, it is almost time for the Deca-Ranger. Next year's the Deca-Ranger 10, isn't it? 10th anniversary? Don't they
so
get a movie?
Deca Ranger?
Decade of Deca Ranger?
It's 2 years. Next year would be Abba Ranger, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're getting close anyway. It's almost their time.
That's assuming they actually want to make something, of course.
Sure. Why wouldn't they do Abba? Because it's going to be 10 of, you know, Kyuranger.
I thought they just did Hurricaneer because one of them was sleeping with the producer or something.
Which one?
Red.
I don't know which producer. Yeah, so the blast buggy.
Yeah. A gun of total destruction.
With a shield to counterbalance the weight.
God.
I was getting all excited when those tires started spinning. I was like, oh shit, yeah, they're all Gatling guns. That's awesome. No, they're not. No, they don't do anything. They just spin.
They block attacks. That's about it.
Such a waste opportunity.
Although this one actually came to America, which was weird.
Did it really?
Yeah.
It was one of the few movie exclusives released in the American toy line.
Although it was sold in an odd way, like part of a gift set package or something.
They did a couple of the auxiliary Zords for Dino Thunder the same way.
Yeah, they sold them as basically as vehicle sets like they're doing for the current lines.
Which would have been a really good idea if they'd done all of them that way.
By the way, has anyone seen that blue Zord yet anywhere in the store? Anywhere?
Blue Zord?
For the Ghost Age Jet?
It's purple.
Oh, whatever. I'm
blue
colorblind.
Is the color of purple.
I'm colorblind. I don't know.
He's blue-purple colorblind. It's a thing.
I am, actually. Yeah.
That explains some things.
It's true. Oh. I always thought, I never could figure out why the Boy Scout banquet was called blue and gold when we wore purple shirts. My mom had to explain to me that they're actually blue. I was like, really? Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine JD in a Boy Scout uniform now.
Kinky. What else are you imagining me in?
Nothing at all.
Yeah, baby. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll do this later.
Just a scarf and merit badges pinned to your chest hair. Everyone's taking a moment to enjoy that thought.
I know they're all thinking about it. I don't know if enjoy is the word they're thinking, but I'm enjoying it. So.
Paladin needs
just
a minute.
Just once, I'd like to have a Monday that ends without sniffing bleach. Just out of my head.
Oh.
And after almost 4 years of that, too, that's got to be doing some damage.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Does it get any better than Mickey and I flirting? I mean, really.
It's the highlight of Paladin's week.
So, anyway, where are we anyway?
merit badges woven into chest hair.
I'm getting a ticket to Tennessee, is what I'm doing.
I think Ban was about to get some, then, oh, no, I'm leaving. I'm not going to f*** you after all.
But they hook up anyway off camera.
For just a second.
Because by the time of the Versus movie with Maji Ranger, they're a couple. And it turns out Doggy and Swan have been watching this in the movie theater the whole time.
Kinky.
It gets very meta at that point.
Yeah, I'm like, but they watched their own movie in the theater. What?
Which they were in.
In the movie.
And Doggy is doing the popcorn trick.
I feel like I'm watching the Rider movie.
Really, it obviously can't eat popcorn with that snout, right? I don't think the jaw will open enough to let any kernels in.
Hmm.
Hadn't considered it. That's a lot more thought to dogs eating popcorn than I ever.
Maybe if he had a funnel.
A popcorn funnel?
Mm-hmm.
This is a problem that must be solved.
Superhero time. How can you teach a dog to eat popcorn?
Another important question you never considered.
So then we get the ending theme song where the team is totally playing instruments.
Yeah, because that's a thing.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm like,
just
what is
as
this?
Much as those Chuck E. Cheese guys from the nightclub.
What is this, a Hanna-Barbera cartoon?
Jabberjaw gets off screen.
But speaking of which, now that we're done with that, Fort Max has something special for us.
All right, this is the reason we did this, kids.
Okay, so everybody but Fort Max, mute your microphones.
Chew-chew-chew-dack-a-dack-a. 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 Girls in trouble, Dacko Ranger. Ichiro-kiki-ru. Rokuko-ru. Boo-ee-ee-ee-ee. Ari-de-night-na-za. Chow-chan-kay-day-do. Go-go, it's so-do, da-dee-day-pay-do. Are you ready? Go Kaita Super Akeru, Akeru. Pink and yellow, peel and cupcake, Taito Suru. Wow! New tech, Kano Ryzen, Superhero Forasu. Romanu, Kiki, Deku, Teku, Deku, Go Go, Professional, Kuriki, Degaru. It's judgment time. Deca Ranger, Deca Deca, choo choo choo, Deca Deca, choo choo choo, Deca Deca. Girls in trouble. Hands up.
Okay, I am not doing any non-English song again.
No, you totally are. That was amazing.
You're a good sport, Fort Max.
That was incredible.
Needs a little musical background accompaniment, but yeah, not bad.
Oh, we'll add that in post.
Yeah, like all the other ones.
It's a high song, so it's hard to sing.
Yeah.
So you should get high.
Also, there's that whole Japanese pronunciation angle to worry about.
Pronunciation doesn't matter as long as you've got feeling.
Okay. We'll work under that assumption. Anyway, we'll pick out something English for you next time, Fort Max.
Totally.
I don't know what yet, but we'll pick out something.
Is there a song in Superhero Taisen Z?
Probably not an English one.
How about the English version for Car Ranger?
That one's a little bit like Time Ranger where I can't even tell all of what it's saying.
If more of Ginga Man was subbed, we could make him do that one.
It's
we'd
still
have to watch Ginga Man, though, and who wants to do that?
It's still notable that Fort Max's version
wanted
of
to watch Deca Ranger, but we did it for the sake of singing.
It's still interesting that, you know, the English version of Time Ranger is the most understandable when Fort Max sings it. I don't even know how that works. But, you know.
It's art.
I wonder if Ken's going to be back next week.
I hope so.
It's getting closer to Thanksgiving, so I put my money on no.
Yeah, it is kind of big time.
Maybe we should do that Garo episode he was talking about.
Oh,
twist the knife. Totally.
Wonder if Ken's going to be listening to this episode.
Well,
that's talking about twisting the knife, isn't it?
I wonder if Ken's still going to be listening to this episode after Fort Max sung that song. So, do we want to just, you know, go ahead and do Superhero Wars Z?
We don't want to, but it beats trying to pick something for next week.
Yeah, it's totally easy.
Well, that remains to be seen, but, you know.
I don't particularly want to watch it.
And are the hard subs actually up at overtime, or do we have to wait for those from somebody?
I don't think they're going to produce hard subs.
Oh, what a shame. I won't be able to watch it. Oh, well. You guys have fun without me.
But it has Jay.
You know it also has Jay? Go Busters. I could just watch that again.
Watch the Jay? A Jenga game.
Watch the Go Busters special video again. I bet Fort Max could make us hard subs. He doesn't have anything better to do, right?
Since we agreed there's no song.
I have Kaku Ranger.
So?
Sounds like there's much of those left anyway.
I also have Denji Man.
Nobody cares about that.
It is Kenji Oba and Makigo Soga.
But nobody's subbing it.
Because nobody wants to watch it.
Well, they subbed Live Man. Or the Five Man. I can't remember.
Remember, Denji Man is the prequel to Sun Vulcan.
Okay.
But it's not really the prequel, though. It's the preceding series.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, if it was a prequel, it would come out after Sun Vulcan, wouldn't it? But take place before?
Right.
Right.
So, okay, that's what a prequel is, but what happens when you have a show come out that's set after the show that follows it?
It's a sequel, but then what do you call the first show?
That's what I'm saying, Fort Max. Yeah. What is the first show? What do you call the show that's set after the show that follows it?
What do you call a problem like Maria?
But yeah, Fort Max will totally run us some hard subs for Superhero Wars Z, and we'll watch that for Power Playback next week.
Hooray.
It'll work out great.
What could possibly go wrong?
Everything! And it'll be even better if Ken's back. But he probably won't be.
Yeah.
Well, if he won't be back, then let's do Garo instead.
No, we're doing Superhero Wars Z either way.
I thought this was a democracy.
A democracy of one.
Since when?
But this is a democracy. That means my term is almost up.
Yeah, it's a democracy, but XV gets the only vote.
No, we're almost at 4 years. That means my term is almost over.
Well, I guess you'll just have to be voted back in.
But
you
if my
someone new,
if I'm the only one that has a vote, I could just vote myself out.
Yeah, you could.
That would be great.
Then you wouldn't have a show.
Yeah.
That would be great.
See, I don't need somebody to ruin the show for me. It came that way.
It's pre-broken.
So Giga Beetle is wrong then? That doesn't sound right.
That's true. JD did have to ruin the show.
Right. So that means it couldn't have been broken before I got here.
No, you just made it worse.
That's not what Giga Beetle said, so we have to make it the way Giga Beetle said, because he's right.
Giga Beetle could listen to this and, you know, update his opinion.
He would decide his previous... What is he, God? He can just decide his previous opinion was wrong? And, like, update it to the new one?
I don't think that's
been that way.
I don't think that's how opinions work. You don't have to be God to change it.
Hmm. But if Giga Beetle can't be wrong, then he had to have always been right.
I work under much the same principle.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I've been thinking lately.
I'm sorry.
You know, we brought back we brought back Radio Free Cybertron in 2009 and then spun off New Soundwave from that, which is what gave rise to Superhero Time and Fanboy Versus.
Mm-hmm.
So now, of those three original spin-off shows, mine's the only one that's still in regular production.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Mine's coming back.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It
now, how long... Now, what was the shortest one?
Hmm. Well, probably New Soundwave if you count the times that it got retooled. Because New Soundwave was originally just the, like, general geek podcast for whatever we felt like talking about. But, you know, that didn't really go anywhere because...
We realized that was an awful idea, so we just spin off the things that we wanted to talk about into two different shows.
Well, okay. It wasn't,
aren't we kind of half New Soundwave now then anyway?
No, the way it worked...
only when there's no news.
The way it worked, we did a segment on New Soundwave in October of 2009 about Power Rangers G2 coming up. And that was one of the few early shows we put on YouTube, and that segment got a lot of views. So I decided, you know, a Power Ranger podcast could work. And that's where we came from. And then
so you were wrong then.
And then Fanboy Versus came Fanboy Versus came about because comic books were talked about on early New Soundwave, and I was pretty much f***ing sick of it and said, make this a new show or I quit.
And XV always gets his way.
Most of the time.
Because he's a baby.
Because I'm right.
Oh, okay.
That's the advantage.
You sound like Walkie.
Except I'm right and he's not.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, because that's totally different.
It is. Because I'm right. But those are the secret files and origins of Superhero Time.
Oh.
Now, thrilling!
Well, with the later podcasts that came after that.
Who cares about them? They're not around anymore either.
How long did Get the Skinny last?
Like 3 episodes total over 4 incarnations.
Yeah.
Because there was the one time that JD and Kilby were talking about bringing it back in a new format, and it just never happened.
No. My video blog lasted like 3...
A day?
3 episodes. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm very serious about weight loss.
Spectacular failure.
Let's go in the opposite direction. Make a cooking podcast.
Hey, we have
talked about it and figured out that it's completely impractical with the current situation.
Yeah, it would be a little difficult to actually film.
I think if JD and I lived in the same place, we'd be able to make it work.
Yeah.
But it's not really something you can do, like, solo and coordinate with another person in another location.
Then we would have to, like, age the food and then try to cook with it.
Well, I'm all about age.
Like Alton Brown cooking show magic where you smash cut into something else.
Yes.
Yeah,
that probably would be the pattern I'd follow.
Except we'd have to, like, wait for a year for stuff to be in the freezer and, you know. You're saying you cook an old pizza.
Except it's TV, though, so you just put a fake sticker on it and nobody really knows.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, that's how that works.
Gotcha.
No, I mean, I would be entertained to do an occasional cooking show like that. I don't think anybody else would be interested in watching it, but...
Well, no, because we see the results of your cooking on Twitter all the time.
What, Mickey?
We see the results of your cooking on Twitter all the time. No, we're not going to do what you tell us to do.
Yeah, every other day it's like, oh, that chicken must have been bad. Oh, that beef must have been bad.
Oh, too many cookies.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't cook those cookies. I don't know where those came from.
That could be a problem.
The mouse brought them to you.
Just one day these cookies appeared and I started eating them.
Totally advisable.
Still, though, I got to credit Ken, because if we ever did do the cooking show, he gave us the perfect title for it, XB's Questionable Cuisine. Yeah. Started using it as a hashtag occasionally when I talk about food.
I don't think there's anything questionable about it at this point, to be honest.
Oh, no, everything about it is questionable. I get questioned about it all the time. What the f***, man? So, anything else going on this week?
Thankfully, no.
What, this show didn't turn out so bad?
No, we turned it around.
All thanks to Fort Max.
Drinking is not good for me on the show. See, when I start drinking on the show, it's not good. So
it makes sense, though, because, you know, you're so energetic and upbeat usually anyway.
Yeah. Drinking just brings me down. So
Paladin seems to disagree.
Yeah.
No, that was totally spontaneous.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That sounded great.
How's that snow? How's that snow, Paladin?
Hopefully it'll be gone by morning.
Oh, probably not. Remember,
if
your
you
purpose...
hate snow, as an American.
And seriously, you live someplace where they take care of the roads.
Yeah.
To a degree.
What's the big deal?
We're bankrupt, remember?
Your town probably owns a snow plow. Our town owns a shovel.
But we own some shovels and some duct tape, so yeah, close enough.
But you can just have a few...
I don't know how you're going to pay for that.
All you gotta do is get a few extra people to take their garbage cans out and light fires in them. It'll melt that snow right away.
No, the city garbage cans are plastic. Do you know how much that stinks when it's on fire?
Slightly less than the city itself.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, yeah. How do you tell?
I suppose it's kind of a wash at this point, which it probably should.
Could use a wash. That's
And then I just think back to Brian Savage's Oklahoma joke.
God, thanks. I was trying to forget it.
Really. I will never let that happen.
Oh, God. That was amazing. Well, I'm sure glad I came to your f***ing convention.
And paid all that money.
Welcome.
Especially if you got kicked out of the front row.
I know, man. God, that's awful.
Press passes were so great.
No, I'm sorry, you can't sit here. There's people behind you that paid less than you did that need your seat. Because we're not going to continue to police this. We're just going to give you the f***ing boot.
Meanwhile, press passes that paid nothing. Best panel ever. I don't even remember what panel that was. Was that the Hasbro panel?
I think, yeah, it was the Hasbro panel, because that's why I was wanting to sit up front. Otherwise, I wouldn't have given a shit.
Meanwhile, I used my press pass later to sit up front at the script reading panel.
Yeah.
So you actually got to hear the script reading?
Yeah, I did. I was one of like five people in the whole place that got to actually hear it.
I actually got to see it, of which, you know, no one but the people that were there. I love where they're like, oh yeah, totally, this is going to be up on YouTube. And it was about 5 minutes in, I'm like, this is not going to be on YouTube.
Poor Buster Jones.
Oh man, the guy was a trooper, but oh man.
I know, there's just no way not to feel sorry for him up there.
I know. I'm like, this man will never do a convention ever again.
Yeah, but he went to some other unofficial convention later.
Did he really?
Wow. I don't remember which one it was, though.
Maybe he was really, really bored that day.
Maybe he was confused about where he was going.
Maybe they like specifically promised him, okay, you don't have to read from a script in front of people. You just got to sit there and sign autographs, you know.
Just receive love. That's all you need to do. Love.
We will give you $100 and a sandwich. Just sit here. Don't worry.
Right? Oh, God.
Throw that sandwich in some water. You got a stew going on.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Okay, I guess that's all.
Yay.
Yep.
Go back to watching Lego Marvel Crash again.
Having problems?
That is the buggiest goddamn game.
Well, just wait a year and they'll, you know, make another version that's identical to it that might work better.
There's talk of a patch for it, which I hope so, because the game crashes every single time I play it. It's just a matter of how long it'll be till it crashes.
That kind of sucks.
Now, yeah. Has it crashed more or less than Arkham Origins?
Well, I don't play Arkham Origins. I didn't play through Arkham City because it kind of sucked.
City wasn't that bad. I still think
City
Asylum's the best.
Was terribly unfocused. And I don't understand why half of Gotham City is an ocean.
Horrible flooding?
I guess.
Global warming.
That's totally it.
Maybe Mr. Freeze used his ice beam on the whole city and it melted.
What? What, did it freeze if he used his ice beam on the city?
No, it would melt it.
It doesn't eliminate ice, it creates ice.
Now, Mr. Freeze's cold gun melts things, don't you know?
Oh, I guess I've had it wrong all this time.
It's just a coincidence that his name happens to be Freeze. His gimmick is actually melting things. It has nothing to do with ice at all.
That's a huge misnomer.
Yeah. Kind of like how the Penguin's all about umbrellas, which have nothing to do with penguins.
Right.
Shouldn't it be all about tuxedos?
Or how the Joker's all about complicated plans involving boats and people and prisoners.
Yeah, the Penguin should be Tuxedo Mask. Because that makes more sense than the umbrellas.
Because he wants to bang a 14-year-old?
Probably, you don't know. I'm sure that's a lot less creepy in Japan.
I doubt it.
Oh, what's the age of consent for animated characters in Japan?
I don't think Wikipedia has that information.
No, you should just go ahead and Google it and see what comes up. Put that into your search history.
JD, get on that for us. He's thinking about it.
No.
He probably already knows.
Okay, then JD, what is it?
What?
Well, Fort Max says you know already.
No, I have no idea.
Then make something up.
Yeah, seven? Seriously, entertain us.
I'm going to say there, second trimester.
Seven. Let's assume that.
Second trimester.
Is that better or worse?
Lower?
That's what she said.
First trimester?
I got this really interesting pain behind my left eye right now.
It could be a stroke. He's silent. I bet it was a stroke.
Superhero Time! 来週もよろしくね!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.